No,
no, man. Oh, you didn't say no, man. Would you say to a woman, Norman, would you say yes, or would you say yes, ma'am?
They were told how she was, if it was yes, no. They said, all right, yes, ma'am, or no, ma'am.
Okay, an older person. If I asked you if you wanted to do something, and you were just kind of hesitating, you might say,
I don't think so.
No, you're going to say, but very hesitatingly,
well,
okay, that's true. How much is this much?
Half an inch.
Well, you're being too accurate. Just a little bit. Okay.
And think
half an inch.
If you were talking about a fellow who dreaded something, and you wanted to emphasize how much he dreaded it, you'd say he. But you want to use the word dreaded. He
dreaded doing that.
But you want to put a word in between. Tell me how much he dreaded it.
He dreaded it so bad.
She wants you to say he and then blank. You want to fill in the blank. He blank dreads doing it.
You know, just put emphasis on how much he dreads it.
He do dread it.
Okay. It's not only cold, it's just a little bit cold. It's
cold.
It's
awful cold.
The first thing you say is,
it's.
You might even say
that. It's cold. Real cold.
Okay. And the same word for good. Same word.
What might your wife say?
Oh, you taste that. Man, that's.
What is it?
It's good. It's.
Real good.
Okay. You're awful proud of your dog. And so you might say to us, what might you say to us about those dogs? You say,
they good ones.
Okay. If you were cooking something out in the kitchen and you burned your finger, what might you say? Well, you just like that, you say,
I break my finger.
Well, you wouldn't be that casual about it, though. No. The first thing you'd say would be,
I break my damn
finger. You might even do that. You might even swear.
Okay, say it so they hear it.
I break my damn finger.
There you go.
What might your wife say if she, Or let's say she dropped a dish in it, and she'd say, what might she say?
She'd say, I broke my finger, or I dropped it.
But her first reaction would be,
That same word.
No, not necessarily. What would
you say? Hang on to what she would say. And see, drop the dish right here, I'd break my finger.
But her first reaction might be, something goes wrong or something bad happens. Your first reaction would be,
gosh.
Okay. If you're somebody walks in and you haven't seen this person and you're so surprised to see him, what might your expression be? You might say,
Well, I haven't seen you for a long time.
Well, your first expression, before you say a whole sentence about it, you might, here he is, and you're just surprised, so you say,
For goodness sake.
Okay. Would your wife say for goodness sakes, or she might say something else? What about the expression?
For Lord's sake.
Okay, but you wouldn't say that, would you?
I probably would.
You would? Okay.
Well, there's so many answers to that.